From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, September 9th. I'm Sarah Reith. Voters in the Mendocino Coast Medical District are likely to decide in March on whether or not the Coast Hospital should affiliate with Adventist Health, which runs the two inland hospitals in Willits and Ukiah. Chris Calder is the editor of the Fort Bragg Advocate News and Mendocino Beacon. He's also a reporter who's been covering the Coast Hospital. He was kind enough to share what he's learned, starting with a little history.
The hospital now is part of something called the Mendocino Coast Healthcare District. And that was established in the late 1960s as part of formation of healthcare districts across California, which had been going on for about 20 years. They tended to form in rural areas and areas that were underserved in terms of healthcare. And a lot of those districts built their own hospitals, and that's what happened in Fort Bragg. And the hospital here opened in 1971. So the district was formed by a vote of the people. It's funded by property taxes. Those property taxes were just added onto last year with Measure C. So it is a public hospital. It's a local government entity. The board is a local government entity. So that's some of the ways that it's different from Willits or the hospital in Ukiah.
Can you talk about what an affiliation is exactly and what's at stake with these two different systems trying to come together?
Well, what affiliation is kind of being decided right now because a part of the board of directors of the Mendocino Coast Healthcare District and Adventists are right now negotiating a potential agreement. They call that affiliation. Part of what it means is that Adventists would operate the hospital here, either with a lease agreement, probably with a lease agreement, or they could buy it, or it could be leased with an option to buy. I think the main reason that affiliation became an issue is because of the financial condition of the hospital, which is not unusual for small rural hospitals that are having trouble all across the country. The hospital, it went through bankruptcy about 8 or 9 years ago, came out of bankruptcy, and has basically just been barely scraping by ever since, and things have got a little worse over the last couple of years. So people started getting concerned that the hospital could not survive financially on its own. That's basically the reason they started looking to affiliate with someone.
What's that process, and who's involved in the process of affiliation?
The main part of it is the negotiations between the healthcare district board of directors and Adventists. And that process is supposed to go on over the next few months up until December. There will possibly be a vote. There has to be voter approval of any affiliation agreement. That's likely to happen in March, but the ballot language would have to be decided by December. So the idea is that they will negotiate into the fall, and then there will be a series of public meetings where people can find out what the potential agreement is, what do you think of it, and the decision whether or not to put it on the ballot has to be made by December.
And you recently reported that two of the hospital's five directors are not qualified to participate in negotiations because of a conflict of interest.
The Fair Political Practices Commission issued an advice letter, not an opinion, those are two different things, telling Karen Arnold, who's the board president, and Jessica Grinberg, who's the board vice president, that it was their advice that those two had potential conflicts of interest because Karen Arnold works at Mendocino Coast Clinics. Jessica Grinberg owns her own business, making prosthetics, does business with local hospitals.
What's the public's role?
That also, I think, is sort of being worked out. There has been a lot of talk about public meetings where a potential agreement could be reviewed, and there's still time for that to happen, but it hasn't so far. There really hasn't been a specific document to look at. There are, you know, monthly public meetings of the board. There are also a planning committee and a finance committee of the board. Those two committees also have monthly meetings. And so all of those meetings are pretty well attended. They're all public, open to the public and noticed. And so far, that's been the main venue of public input.
And I'd like to go back to Measure C, which you mentioned earlier, and that allowed the district to levy a parcel tax for 12 years to pay for services. So what happens to that money if the district affiliates with Adventists?
Right now, Measure C revenues all go towards the hospital. My understanding is that it's up to the healthcare district board of directors what that money is spent on. And if the healthcare district no longer is operating the hospital, it will still exist and will have the mission of meeting underserved healthcare needs in this area. So theoretically, they could decide some of that Measure C money should go to that and not the hospital. But it's also possible that the Measure C money is being considered as kind of part of the package, the financial package of the hospital. Anything that doesn't happen here, people are going to have to drive at least to Willits and possibly farther. And that's hard enough when you're just going to Walmart. But when you're sick or you're 9.5 months pregnant or whatever, that becomes possibly life and death situation. I mean, that's what makes this issue for a public decision. You know, there are a lot of big decisions to make. We're making decisions about the mill site. Those are all very big decisions. With the hospital, it's life and death. So you have to get this right.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news with photos and more, including links to a survey at the Fort Bragg Advocate News and Mendocino Beacon and a meeting schedule for the district hospital's board of directors, visit kzyx.org.